possibly with a great prize. And as you know, we're going to be giving away that Mercury Cougar, which is still on the bandwagon here. Or I should say on the REA Express wagon. Well, then, make sure that you get your card if you're in the Seven County area before Wednesday, August the 30th. Whatever happened to the summer?
And now, Dusty Springfield.
Great Shakes. It's a shake mix, not a plain milk flavoring. Great Shakes turns milk into a real thick shake. So thick it stands up to a straw. Creamy. Tastes like a soda fountain shake in your favorite soda fountain flavors. Great Shakes.
It's so good now. Oh, so good now. It's so creamy. Thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now. With Great Shakes, new Great Shakes. So if you
say it again. That's it.
Here's a top with camels, baby. Dig it.
Oh, I'm working so hard.
Couldn't work this hard if I wasn't wearing my Levi's jeans.
We've all prevented young men, and we've all State Street and near your home. Carry a complete selection of sizes and colors of Levi's. The pants for the guys who have fun, the guys on the go. They're here right now. The complete line of Levi's jeans and casuals at we've all State Street or near your home.
Back when you grow up, girl, you're still living in a paper doll world.
Words of wisdom from Mr. Bobby V.
You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it, the going gets rough.
Summer lives and breathes right here on WLS Radio. We're going to part company and let you catch up what's happening in the world. I'll see you back with more music on the Art Rambert Show for a Friday night get-together.
If you want to go, go where the action is, go, go Riverview.
Riverview, a go-go.
You're geared for fun in the no. Go to Riverview.
Go, go now.
all yours at Riverview. That's why the in-group, the go-group, go-go's Riverview. Miles of Midway, sensational rides. It's wild. It's for you. Join the fun. Go-go Riverview, Western and Belmont.
Gala Mardi Gras at Riverview is on right now every night. Start time, frolics, parade, band, floats, live elephants. Don't you dare miss this spectacular.
In Chicago tonight, a deputy sheriff arrested after a shooting in which one man was killed and two persons wounded. Good evening, everyone. This is Dick Harley, WLS Chicago, standing by with a full report on this and all the news from WLS, ABC in Chicago.
This report is brought to you by WLS News as a public service. One of 58 summaries broadcast daily as part of our continuing citizen service.
Chicago police say a deputy sheriff fired into a small crowd of persons who had been taunting him tonight in front of 3637 Parnell Avenue. One man was killed, the man's wife and young brother-in-law were wounded. The deputy, 57-year-old Luther Townsley of 5401 Cottage Grove Avenue, was injured when he was struck on the head with a heavy object. Reports indicate all three victims had been bystanders in the affray. The man killed was 37-year-old William Champion of 3639 Parnell Avenue. Those wounded are identified as Champion's wife, Marion, and her 18-year-old brother, Edward Rowland of Broadview. Police say Townsley went to the house at 3637 Parnell to serve a process on a man who lived there. Finding no one home, he turned away, but was accosted and taunted by street rowdies. Then he fired at them. Deering Street policeman Joseph Cuton arrested Townsley a short time later. Chicago Judge Daniel Ryan today granted a defense motion to have accused Mercy Slayer Robert Roskin examined by psychiatrists. A preliminary hearing on murder charges was postponed until September 12th. The 23-year-old college senior allegedly killed his mother, suffering from an incurable form of blood cancer, after she reportedly begged him to do it. The badly beaten body of a Park Forest man was found today near a parking lot in the Sauk Trail Forest Preserve by Cook County Sheriff's deputies. Sergeant John Fahey of the Homewood District said the body was identified as 51-year-old hairdresser Morris James. Fahey said James, of 358 Miami Street, was known to carry large amounts of money and that he probably was a victim of robbery. American Nazi Party leader George Lincoln Rockwell was assassinated today in a parking lot in Arlington, Virginia. Earlier, Walter Bell, the acting police chief of Arlington, gave details on the murder to ABC News.
On arrival there, they found a man who had been shot. The car was in the shopping center parking lot. The subject was laying by the vehicle. He had been shot in the head and the chest. The identification of the subject was George Lincoln Rockwell. Information at this point is that the shot was fired by someone from the roof of one of the buildings in the shopping center, which is one-story shopping center, and fired down into the automobile or at him at the automobile.
Meanwhile, a purged captain of the American Nazi Party, John Patler, has been arrested in connection with the slaying of his leader. Patler had been Rockwell's right-hand man, but reportedly was also a political rival. The Pentagon has announced that two United States Army sergeants have been arrested for conspiring to give the Soviet Union national defense information. The sergeants are identified as Ulysses Harris of Neptune, New Jersey, and Leonard Safford of Chillum, Maryland. Two Russian diplomats alleged to have received some documents from them have left the country. Defense Secretary McNamara has argued against widening the air war in North Vietnam. He says the war must be won in the South. It cannot be won in the North. McNamara made the statement in answer to a number of senators who had earlier called for a stepped-up bombing of more targets in North Vietnam. Among the senators, John Stennis of Mississippi.
Both to protect our men in the fighting and also to let our adversary feel the effects of this war, this bombing must go on, and I hope it won't be suspended anymore.
Elsewhere in the news briefly, Academy Award-winning actor Paul Muni died today at his home in Monticello, California. And forest fires are reported spreading in California, Montana, and Idaho, and are threatening giant redwoods. Chicago's weather, fair tonight, a low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm. Chance of a few showers, mainly in the afternoon, with a high in the 80s. And midway now, it's officially 72. This is WLS News.
You have just heard another of 58 daily newscasts presented round the clock over WLS to keep you in tune with the times.
Any exclusive WLS interviews heard on this report are the sole property of WLS Radio News, which prohibits their rebroadcast over other news media.
Next report in 25 minutes, bulletins at once, over WLS, your window on the world.
That's the latest news from WLS Radio. This is Dick Harley, WLS News Central in Chicago.
Welcome to the 13th annual National Hot Rod Association National Drag Races, the largest field of machines ever assembled in the history of auto racing.
From Indianapolis, dragsters, funny cars, super stocks, 1,500 of the very finest competing for $100,000 in cash awards Labor Day weekend, time trials and qualifying Thursday and Friday, class elimination Saturday and Sunday, a full day of champions on Monday. Join us here at Raceway Park in Indianapolis, August 31st through September 4th, for the Nationals.
I went to my psychedelic house. Cat chased a psychedelic mouse. Mom gave me a psychedelic stare, so I sat down in a psychedelic chair. Started to watch my psychedelic show. TV set gave a psychedelic blow. TV tube got a psychedelic crack. And went right to a psychedelic blank. Said a few words in psychedelic slang, got a regular psychedelic hunger pang. Whipped me up a psychedelic snack, laid right down on my psychedelic back. Closed my eyes in my psychedelic bean. Settled down to a psychedelic dream. When I'm old, decrepit, and just a relic, they'll look at my bones and say, that cat sure was psychedelic. Dig that song so much. Reflections, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Had a lot of people ask about that poem. We had a lot of people request it. And just a little psychedelic nothing that I whipped up one day before I went on the air for the fun of it, introduce a psychedelic song or anything that had a funny sound to it. But be patient, because Gordy will type them up or mimeograph them or do something with it, and we'll get it out to you, if those that ask for it. 71 degrees where we are. We have just about 4 minutes after 11 o'clock, which means you and I still have fast arithmetic now. a good 46 minutes to get acquainted.
The best-selling single record of the year has just been released on a brand new Capitol album.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Bobby Gentry's great hit, Ode to Billy Joe, just one cut on a great new album destined to become the bestseller of the year. Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe.
Papa, won't you let me go to town with you?
The most exciting new talent to come along in years, Bobby Gentry, brings her hauntingly vibrant sound to a whole album full of Bobby Gentry originals.
Chickasaw County Jive.
A totally fresh kind of sound, a brilliantly new kind of singer, Bobby Gentry.
And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry's first album, Ode to Billy Joe, available now wherever Capitol Records are sold.
Of Hope.
Believe me, friends, for once in my life, I don't feel like saying anything funny. On my mind is the memory of some wonderful kids I've just seen at the La Rabida Sanitarium. No child is turned away from La Rabida for financial reasons or because of race, creed, or color. With all my heart, I ask you to help save these little ones who so desperately need your help.
Send your contributions to La Rabida, Chicago 49, Illinois.
Can't say a big hi to all the gang at Leslie's Slumber Party. Digging what's happening. Naomi the Goat checked in with us again. And by the way, for those non-believers, there really is a Naomi the Goat, just like there's a Spanky the Horse. Hi there, Spanky. And a Mike and a Cheryl and a happy birthday to Hal, who happens to be 8. And let's start moving along right now with a song for you. Van Morrison. The tough little thing about his brown-eyed girl.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with
Petit Pump. Join us tomorrow afternoon, 1, 3 o'clock at the Grand Park Bandshell. Be there. It's a sign-in. The Danny Thomas sign-in is what we call it. It's a lot of fun for you on the bandstand. We're going to have yours truly along with Ron and Larry and Clark and Bernie and the New Colony 6, Shadows of Night, H.P. Lovecraft, The Riddles, and a mess of fun for you from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Love to have you drop by, sip some free 7-Up, and just enjoy yourself.
When sunburn strikes.
Noctima. Noctima. Cool sunburn.
Noctima. Noctima. Cool sunburn.
Ice it in. Noxzema stops pain fast, cools the burn, helps heal damaged skin. No surface spray works deep down like Noxzema's medication. Cool it with greaseless medicated Noxzema skin cream in jar, liquid, or new tube. It's America's number one sunburn relief.
Noxzema.
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 Instant pain chiller.
Right, right. A long time ago, when folks needed to get their kicks, they used to go out to the nearest Coliseum and watch the gladiators battle each other for prizes. Well, Rome is nothing on Chicago. This Saturday night at Soldiers Field, you can see modern gladiators fighting for $5,000. It's called the Demolition Derby. And these gladiators use Fords, Chevys, Plymouths instead of swords, spears, and axes. You'll see 100 cars and drivers in the final event of the night, and they will smash each other. Run the other guys off the track. Or into a concrete wall until there's only one car left. Now, it may take 5 laps, or 50. When it's all over, there'll be 99 wrecks and one winner. And I don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in. He may be the best smasher, the fastest starter, but he'll be the richest. There'll also be 4 10-lap heats for speed only, 4 motorcycle races just to get you warmed up for the Demolition Derby. That's Saturday night at 8:30 at Soldiers Field. Tickets are $2, and there's acres of parking for only a quarter. Yeah, you get thirst-drenching refreshment the big, convenient way. 7-Up and handy 16-ounce, no deposit, no return bottles. Wet and wild in one way, that's 7-Up. Groovy and tough, one way, that's the Doors, and light my fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I was to say to you, girl, we could much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. I just set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral. Become a funeral pyre.
21. How about that, gal? Vic and Kathy counted 18,748 grains in a pepper shaker. A little bit of information we pass along to you. Paul and Sharon, a happy birthday to Willie, who happens to be 14, and Barb, who's sweet 16. Keith and Barb out there, and Fran having a big time at a pajama party, and all the gang at Mr. Donut, those groovy French donuts they have there at Morton Grove.
Size up, size up, size up, size up, the bright one, the Chicago Sun Times.
Size up the weather situation to find out whether or not you're going to get soaked when you come out to the Grand Park Bandshell from 1 to 3.
Hey!
We're all right. We stand under the
weekend
sand, though.
Gonna be, will it be hot?
Let the wind change, is it so? Tonight will be fair with a low in the mid-60s, and tomorrow partly sunny and warm, a chance of few showers, and mainly in the afternoon. Let's hope it's late in the afternoon. High will be in the 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, bit cooler, low about 60. 71 right now, and that's the whole story in the weather.
This is the story of Myron the Slob.
It's another
Myron,
story.
Myron, why must you look like such a slob?
Okay for you, buddy.
The next day, Myron bought a whole bunch of Kazoo Lineage pens. Colors like Hullabaloo, Mrs. Brown, Beige Ball, Zany Gray, and Rin Tin Tin. And then he returned to Betty, who said,
Myron, Myron, am I wrong?
Now Myron is no longer a slob, but he's stuck with Betty.
Girls ain't the only ones with legs. Look at you, they gave you two. Put them right out of sight in kazoos. Listen to the ooze.
K-A-Z-O-O.
Kazoos is lineage pants. Trees ain't the only things with limbs. Look up there, you got a pair. Thick or thin, stick them in your kazoos. Listen to the ooze.
Dig this song. Jay and the Technique. A moment. Pay attention to this. Kind of scary.
Hey, Dad, did you see this on the pack? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message is brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
I think we proved the point. Super Summer is something else right here on WLS Radio. And this is Art Roberts. We're going to stay together till midnight with a lot of things to get to. They call you Skin and Bones, do they?
Skin.
Yeah. And Bones. That's what I'm talking about.
Goes to a dance.
She's pretty. Ask her to dance. I'm too skinny. Ask her to dance. She won't like me. Ask her. Ask her.
I beg your pardon. Will you dance with me?
Take a hike, Bones.
Skin and Bones goes home alone.
Why doesn't somebody give him some Nutriment?
Oh, forget him, will you? He's a creepy guy.
No, he's not. If he had some Nutriment and gained some weight, he wouldn't be so bad looking.
Forget him.
Really, it really can work. Every day, just a couple of cans a day, Nutriment can do it.
Nutriment, the great American put on.
Right. If you know anyone who needs to gain weight, please have them call this number now, 782-7226.
We try to serve the best coffee in town.
That's our aim at White Castle. We try to serve the best coffee in town. We don't say that we always succeed, but surely no one tries harder. Always kitchen testing different blends, different roasts, different strengths, and lengths of brewing time. When our experts find something promising, they analyze it and try it out on a taste test panel. If the taste testers like it, it's sent along to our area headquarters here to see if we think you might like it. And then finally, if the experts like the change and the taste testers like it, and we think you will like it, then at long last, maybe you can buy a better cup of White Castle coffee. Meanwhile, as the slogan says, we try to serve the best coffee in town. Dark, rich, fragrant, full of good coffee aroma and flavor. How about some right now?
One newly remodeled White Castle is at 11879 Indianapolis Boulevard, and that's in Whiting, Indiana. Try it out. Happened a long, long time ago. His last name was McAllister. And he jumped off a bridge. And to this day, nobody knows why.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him at the church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. You tell me, Billy.
the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
You in 3 minutes for people under 17. Thought we'd tell you about
it. This is Casey Stengel. Now there's a car you ought to take a good look at, which is called a Rebel, which makes it sound like it was built down south somewhere. But really, American Motors builds them in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is not Detroit. These fellas in Kenosha have a real thing about building quality into their cars. But you don't even have to take my word for it. There's this automobile feller, McCahill, who writes things about cars for Mechanics Illustrated, who had some good things to say about a Rebel, which he himself got to test. I quote, "There isn't a better intermediate-sized car built in the United States than the 1967 Rebel." I unquote. So you can see it ain't just the old professor who thinks this here Rebel is the kind of car you ought to look into, or for that matter, even drive.
The Rebel that Casey Stengel and Tom McCahill were talking about is now selling at the lowest prices of the year at your American Motors Rambler Dealers Hot Tag Sale.
WLS presents news headlines at 25.
Here in Chicago, police say one innocent bystander was shot to death and two others were wounded tonight by a deputy sheriff who was attacked by three youths as he walked to his car after attempting to serve a summons on the south side. Two U.S. Army sergeants have been arrested and accused of conspiring to transmit defense secrets to the Soviet Union. Meanwhile, two Russian diplomats involved have left the country. A former member of the American Nazi Party is being held in connection with the assassination today of party leader George Lincoln Rockwell. Defense Secretary McNamara told Congress today the Vietnam War will be won south of the demilitarized zone and not by bombing the North. And here in the Midwest, locals of the United Auto Workers appear to be voting to authorize a walkout against one of the big three automakers if no settlement is reached before the deadline of September 6th.
This has been WLS News Headlines at 25. Hear details of these and other stories live at 55 on WLS Chicago.
So the pitcher winds up in... Charlie, you're not listening. You think drinking Schlitz is going to replace baseball?
Well, the last time I went to the ballpark, a lot more people were drinking Schlitz than playing baseball.
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. Try the taste of the most carefully brewed beer in the world. When you're out of Schlitz,
you're out.
You're out of beer.
Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and other cities.
All righty, now sit down and listen to this record, because it's a good one. Sam and Dave going to sing about their soul man. do, don't we? Kathy has a birthday. She's 18, and also Barb and Jane. They're both 12. And a happy birthday goes out to Maggie, who's sweet 16. Rick and Sherry, George and Stan are out there, Tom, Allen, and Ron. And all the gang, Jan, everybody in Clarksville, Alabama, that checked in with us. And John and Bill and Jeff and Mike from Champaign, Illinois. And Fred and Jim and all the gang tuned in. And Deerfield, don't you dare move. We're going to stay together till midnight. Ride.
Personality.
Here it comes, the biggest package of super hits ever assembled into one fabulous